With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Opening tonight, we have Very Fine Use of a Grenade. What's that all about at Road Less Traveled?
Well, it's a fabulous title to begin with. Do you know, it's sometimes difficult to tell exactly what something's about because it's a world premiere, so I haven't seen it, no one has seen it. And theaters tend to put out a bit of ad hype. What I can glean from what I've been sent is that it is, well, they're describing it as Pinteresque, which means ambiguity in the characters and in what happens. It is a man and a woman, perhaps they are a couple, and it traces the exploding of a grenade backwards. I do note that it has a very fine cast, two very seasoned actors and two marvelous up-and-coming actors at Road Less Traveled Theater. So we'll see it tonight, and then next week it will be critics who tell you actually what that's about. But it does sound provocative, doesn't it?
It really does. I like the title. It sounds very interesting. I know you did have a chance to see A Woman of No Importance, and you said you were quite impressed with the acting and the costumes.
The direction. Glorious. Josephine Hogan, who's known primarily as an actor, has directed this on the Andrews Theater stage. That's where the Irish Classical Theater Company performs. This is a less appreciated Oscar Wilde play. Oscar Wilde, of course, the author of The Importance of Being Earnest. And when you read about this play, as opposed to actually reading the play or seeing it, it's condescended to. It is a marvelous play, and it is beautifully performed, and, as I said, so nicely directed, fabulously paced, fueling the emotional intensity as you go, going from Wildean witticism to witticism, and really a masterclass in comic acting by the likes of Kelly Bocock Natale giving an arguably perfect performance, Kathleen Betzko-Yale, Vincent O'Neill, just wonderful acting in this production.
Why didn't people like this originally when it was
put out? They did like it originally. In 1893, Herbert Beerbohm Tree performed the role of Lord Illingworth. The setup is that this young man arrives saying that Lord Illingworth has given him a fabulous job, and we don't realize that this is going to turn out to have been the inciting incident of the play. What he doesn't know is that Lord Illingworth is his biological father. His mother has told him that his father died when he was a baby. In fact, Lord Illingworth abandoned his mother without ever marrying her, and she's pretended to be a widow in order to protect him. So when she finds out what is happening and who the employer is, she tries to tell him he can't take the job, and he doesn't understand. So Wilde spends the first act just layering up the development of these characters as they assert their worldviews, which are all going to come back to bite them in the second half. Masterfully done. What happened was, 2 years after its premiere, Oscar Wilde was arrested and convicted of gross indecency, the Victorian euphemism for homosexuality. Since the character of Lord Illingworth, that cynical, flippant humor, was based on Wilde's own personality, people associated the character very, very closely with gross indecency, making it difficult to revive this play. That is what happened.
And you said that there was a nice array of Victorian costumes in this.
Well, interestingly, post-Victorian, that it's set originally in 1893. They have moved it, I would say, to about 1912. It would appear to be giving that ever so slightly modern line, that post-Edwardian look. All the women look fabulous, you know, that's a fabulous straight line, and not quite modern, but very, very stylish. And the costumes are by Dixon Reynolds, who's done a superior job. Josephine Hogan has used the full expanse of the stage, and it is a fluid evolution of stage pictures, just so artfully done. It's A Woman of No Importance, and I really highly recommend it.
And it's on through February 9th, so there's plenty of time to still go and see it. One show only this Sunday, Psycho Beach Party, Buffalo United Artists, and they are going to be at the Evergreen Commons.
Evergreen Commons, Psycho Beach Party. This is Gidget meets Alfred Hitchcock. And it is joining Jimmy Janowski and, well, Chris Kelly recreating his performance as Chicklet, the beach girl with multiple personalities.
And this is one show only. It'll be at 7 o'clock Sunday night?
7 o'clock Sunday night. Evergreen Commons, which is a new space at the corner of Prospect and Georgia Streets there on the west side.
And it's always important to call ahead for your ticket reservation, correct?
You can save $5. Yeah, it's important to call ahead.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.